Grace to you and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 7th of April. I'm Paul White. Well, after a two-day hiatus from our Galatians study, we return today to Galatians chapter 4, and I want to shore up the 10th verse because it's been a few days since we've been in this passage. Before we do that, I want to make sure that I reiterate something I need to do more often, and that is invite you to help me out by promoting the Deeper Daily Podcast to your friends and family, but maybe just as important because of the way the metrics work online, we would love it if you would rate and review Paul White Ministries. We have our Paul White Ministries available on iTunes. This is not just the Deeper Daily. It includes the Deeper Daily and everything we post to iTunes. You can go in and rate and review us. Hopefully, when you rate and review, you give us all high marks, but we want to get some feedback to see how we might improve the podcast, make sure other people can find us when they go looking for podcasts of this kind of content, but also share us with your friends on some of your social media platforms, share us with your co-believers, and maybe someone who, perhaps the Lord leads you to share it with someone who's not a believer. You think maybe this will give them something to think about. Well, I'm all for that. I think that's a viable use of the platform, is to tell someone who may not know about Jesus about what we think Jesus can do in their lives. We would appreciate that. That'd be a great help to us. I need to be a bit more proactive in reminding you to do that, or at least asking you to do that. Help us out if you can. Many of you help us out financially. I think a lot of you help us out with prayer, and I appreciate all of that. Probably more could help financially. If the Lord leads you to do that, we would love for you to do that. If you do even if you do nothing else, go and help us with that. Rate and review. Galatians chapter 4, verse 10, but let's read some context. Paul says this in 9, after you've known God, or rather are known by God, how is it that you would turn again to the weak and beggarly elements to which you desire again to be in bondage? Here's 10, you observe days, months, seasons, and years. There's nothing wrong with observing days, months, seasons, and years, but within the context, Paul calls them weak and beggarly elements because the days, months, seasons, and years Paul's talking about is not an indictment against knowing it's a Tuesday or paying attention to when it's the month of June or observing your birthday. Paul's talking about these things being your way to God. Back when you didn't know God, you were known by God, you used these things to get to know God. You thought that by observing a certain day or a month or a season or a year, you were observing certain moments of God. You were finding Him in good times. You were petitioning Him in bad times. It's a natural thing for man to do this towards God, but Paul calls it weak and beggarly. In Romans chapter 14, verse 5, Paul says, one person esteems one day above another, another esteems every day alike. Let each man be fully convinced in his own mind. And I know a few days ago we dealt with this, but I wanted to sort of shore this thought up today, making sure we understand that Paul's I don't believe in any sense of the word, coming against the observance of a day, a month, a season, and a year for your own joy, pleasure, or calendar. You want to celebrate your birthday? Fine. You want to celebrate holidays? Fine. You keep a calendar? Fine. But to mark these days as having meaning in your relationship with God, as if God moves through certain seasons, as if God is going to touch you in a specific year, as if by observing a day, you get closer to God. By months, we're talking lunar calendar, and Israel based their entire feast season on lunar calendar. So if by months you mean observing the lunar worship calendar of Israel because you think you'll be more blessed if you do. And you might say, well, that sounds silly. Who does any of those things? Man, let me tell you, there are an enormous amount of people in the faith who have co-mingled the days, months, seasons, and years of, say, the Jewish calendar, thinking that these days, months, seasons, and years are special in the heart of God compared to other seasons. This is why you have faulty eschatology that is trying to identify end time events based upon moons, stars, calendars, Jewish days, feast days. How many days has it been since this event? And I think that those things are a blatant misunderstanding of biblical eschatology, but I think they're also an awful usage of weak and beggarly elements to try to convince God's people of something they don't need convinced of. You don't function, and this is one more thing. You don't have a God who only moves on you in seasons and then puts you in a drought so that you'll know who's God, who's boss. He doesn't move in seasons. He moves in Jesus. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I do believe you go through seasons of your life, absolutely. I don't think God puts you there to teach you lessons. I can tell you this, if you go into one, he goes into it with you. We'll talk about Paul's fear. He talks about it in verse 11. We'll do that with him tomorrow. See you then.